Thank you very much, Tessa.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the MPOC XCOM call on Wednesday, 2nd of December 2015. On the call today, we have Rudy Van Dijk, Joan Carr, Klaus Toll, Olivia Kwame, and from Sam DeFranco. And from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Rudy.
Thank you, Mariam. Rudy Vansnik for the transcript. Welcome, everybody, on this second call in almost 1 week time. We had a very good productive call last week, and out of that one came some specific topics that we need to take care of. I set up a very quick agenda that you can see on your screen when on the second page. Quick remarks on the last XCOM call. I am still trying to get in touch with Aziz, who is actually preparing a pre-Marrakesh meeting that will take place next week. I'm trying to get in touch with him in order to open up the discussion about having some activities during the Marrakesh meeting together with ALAC. Another point that I quickly want to mention, you have probably seen in your mail an hour ago, there was a discussion, and I lost the original email chain. It's probably in my trash somewhere. It's about the travel allocation for the GNSO counselor that is, in fact, nominated by the nomination committee. He is a nomination committee appointee to the GNSO Council. It's Carlos Gutierrez, and Carlos is also an NPOC member. And there was a discussion going on about the fact that he, in fact, has no travel slot. And it was a bit strange. I discussed with David and Robert already for a very short time, pointing to the fact that the GNSO Council should be allocated to the GNSO travel slots and not to the constituency slots, as it is the case for instance, all the NCUC people. They are not on the NCUC travel list, they are on the council list. So that's the reason why I pushed it through to David and Robert. But there was some discussion coming back that MPOC was not willing to put him on the MPOC travel, but that was incorrect, and I corrected that by the last mail that you have seen probably an hour ago, that in fact we have a sixth slot open, and in case that Carlos doesn't get a GNSO Council travel slot, we would take him on board on the NPOC. But again, it would be unfair that we have to so named pay a counselor to travel while all the others don't have to, all the other constituencies don't have to do that. So that's the reason why I restarted the mail, and I'm trying to pick up the mail chain so that it's clear for everybody. I have to talk to Tapani about that one also. So that's something that I wanted to clear out a bit before you get annoyed by a mail that you don't understand the background of it. I don't know if somebody has some questions about that. No, I don't hear anybody. I see that Sam has been dropped off. Oh, he is back on. So, okay, let's go to our business. We decided last XCOM call that we should work on more in-depth on the membership issues and how to get our membership more involved in the IANA discussions and in the ICANN discussions. And I just saw a mail from John with the initial membership strategy. So maybe, John, are you willing to explain a bit what you have sent over in the document?
Sure, I can do that. It's Joan for the record. This is my ongoing sort of action list. Anything that comes out of any of the meetings, I put them on what I have to do and sort of have a date when to get them done. So one of the biggest things that has been coming up is obviously the membership list, which we're working on. So I won't talk about that since we're still working on it, and hopefully we'll get it done, I'm hoping, in the next, I'd say January 15th, but before that, we hope. Our job after that is to really engage our members, and not just getting new members, but also how do we engage our existing members to become involved. So that's been sort of my, focus on the worst time is before Christmas, of course. some of the things that we had originally talked about, I'll just go to original discussions and then sort of map it to what subsequent. Some of the things that we've talked about is Sam mentioned having a membership profile on the website, where a member can update their information themselves. So it would be focused on a password, I would imagine, and that we're not so much responsible for updating it, but that the member, and that's one way of actually getting them involved so that they actually will have to do it and would have to oversee that. So I think that's still a really good suggestion, and I don't know where that is or if we can actually do that. So that's one thing that is outstanding. The other action that came out of a few meetings ago, actually before we left for Dublin, was to write a generic email to send to all the not-for-profits. And Sam sent a one-pager, which has to be sort of reduced. But I want to suggest another strategy, if that's okay. When we sent out invites for the meetings in Dublin and for the webinars, there was very little response or no response, really. I got response only because I took up the phone and actually called people. So I was wondering if we can change our strategy as opposed to sending out emails to organizations that we start to, and this was sort of suggested by Miriam as well, that we start talking to people who, one-on-one, that personal touch, how to become involved, ask them. They were involved before. What would they suggest? How would they like to help? So getting those people who were involved before or now, just to get them to ask another member to become involved and to participate. We would have to have a list of how they can participate, so that that would be a quick to-do, so that people can say, yes, I know this, and I'd like to be involved in this. So we would have to create some of the mechanisms. So that would be one of the strategies that I would suggest at the moment, a very big one, to now move to engage our existing members. So we have some really good educational webinars that are coming up. I mentioned those before, and both from Pathfinders and from Not-for-Profit Tech. So those would be the sort of the three things that I'd like to suggest in terms of our existing members. Question?
Thank you, John.
Transcript.
Okay. I was waiting till the echo was gone. Thanks very much, and I've asked Mariam to put up the PDF that you have been providing by email so that we can all follow a bit more with what's in front of us. Great work done, by the way. I was just wondering, one element that we didn't do yet and probably should do, as we have seen that and COC that did the same somewhere, is doing a survey on trying to figure out what are our members looking for in ANPOC, so that we have a view on what are the goals that they are objectives that they are looking for, so that we can respond to these questions. But I see Sam has his hand up. Sam, you have the floor.
Sam, for the record. Thank you, Rudy. Just to comment on Joan's early reference to the membership database profiles, that's part of a project that Tapani and I and several of us are working on, to revamp how the membership database is handled and its functionality for members. So that's an ongoing, that's a kind of high priority ongoing project at the moment.
Thank you, Sam. That's indeed a quite interesting one. Actually, we have on our platform a membership registration environment, and there is a membership mechanism that is already in place too. So I will try to work out together with you some samples, and then we could try to work on that one and see if that is fulfilling what our expectations are. I see other hands going up. I see Joan, you have your hand up, and Klaus, first, Joan, you have the floor.
Yes, just it's Joan for the record. I've also sent the NCUC report from that survey that you mentioned earlier. Mariam had sent it to me, so I sent it by email to everyone if they want to take a look at it. So thank you for mentioning that, because I meant to mention that as well. So it is, I sent it by email.
Yes, thank you, John. Indeed, it's in the mail, and I have seen that survey a few months ago already. I think it's something that could be interesting for us to have a look into what they have been arguing or discussing. You have your hand up. Up to you.
Yes, Klaus, for the record. To come back to you, Rudy, what you said, basically what I understood was that we are asking the membership what they would like NPOC to be for them. And I think that that is basically a good idea. But I really would like to keep in mind that we are a not-for-profit operational concerns constituency, and our remit is within this operational concerns. We can't make it free-for-all. What would you like NPOC to do? What I would do. And to be absolutely honest, I'm not sure if all our members are aware what are operational concerns. So why don't we try a combination between a questionnaire where we point out some of the operational concerns and ask people what they think are the most important ones, so that we know what to have to go for, and also in the same email, telling them and giving them examples, for example, what NPOC with Pathfinder and other initiatives already has done to address these operational concerns and what we are going to do in future about that. I think that would revitalize the whole thing in a much more comprehensive and attractive way. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus, for this great ideas. When you say it's all about operational concerns, once you have a domain name, it is operational, so it covers everything, almost everything, within the domain name space. We cannot talk about the discussions about online content. That's not our remit. and that's not our concern first. But I think it's important that we allow our members to define what they expect from us without already clearly putting a spot on one place, on one topic. The reason why I'm saying this is because we're going to review also a little bit our charter and the structure of GNSO. Perhaps we are going to be able to clarify a bit more other duties that NPOC should take up. And that's the reason why I'm looking at widening up a bit the scope of what the targets and the objectives of NPOC should be. That's the reason why I would like to put it in the questionnaire. Sam, I see you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Sam, for the record. Yes, I think in terms of engaging the membership, the important thing to do is to put on the table something that is mutually attractive. It's attractive to them to start the dialogue. Where the dialogue ends is not where the dialogue starts, but if there's no start to the dialogue, go anywhere. So we need to know their concerns, and they need to know ours, and we need to find the common ground, and we need to do some mentoring on for those things that we cannot deal with, where they may take them. As for the most part, in the NGO, not-for-profit sector, they don't know what's out there. They kind of hide. They keep a low profile, hoping too much of this, not a lot of this stuff hits them. They don't have the resources to be proactive, but we have the resources to help them both with their issues and our issues.
Yep, indeed. Now coming back to our objective of today's call is how can we attract them and especially create an agenda for a membership meeting call that we should try to have this month so that we are getting more people participating in the call, because that's one of the big issues that we have. When we call for a meeting, most of the time it's always the same people that we see, and we are not getting, in fact, all the others that have signed up. So I think it's important that we are able to produce an agenda that would attract them to come to our call in December. I don't know if anybody else has some ideas about that. Sam, I see your hand up. You have the mic.
Thank you, Rudy. Sam, again, for the record. I think we should sort of work intensely for the next several weeks, but that we should be planning a membership call in early January. I know that in much of Latin America, in about 10 days, everything shuts down. Everything shuts down, so there's not much activity out of there. In other parts of the world, the various religions go into high gear, and a large number of activities get put on the back burner. So, I think that trying to do something, you know, by the 18th would be highly risky. I think it'd be more productive to spend the time preparing to do something better early in January.
Thank you, Sam. Klaus, you have some comments?
Thank you, Klaus, for the record. I agree with Sam. I think before Christmas is already nearly too late. And I also would suggest something which might be time-consuming, but maybe worthwhile doing. Look, if we write, we can write as many emails as we like. We will not get more people because people made up their mind it's not interesting and things like that. How about, as we've got the details of our members, that we send them an email that we are going actually to call them and talk to them and trying, we have not so many members, that we're trying to call each and one of them before the meeting and trying to engage with them on a more personal basis. If we split up the calls between people, and so on, actually, it wouldn't be that difficult. But otherwise, I think we are just wasting emails. Thank you.
Thank you, Klaus, Rudy, for the transcript. That's indeed also a great idea, but that will require quite a lot of work because in the actual forms and information in the database, we don't have any phone numbers. The only thing we have, if we are lucky, is a working website and an email address. So if we want to have one-on-one calls and chats, we need to extend our database with valuable information that allows us to call them. So it's a great idea. I think that's something that can indeed work, but we need to organize ourselves in such a way that we get all the data. And that's not always evident to get the people in NGOs. They are not always in the offices. They are sometimes away from office and not always reachable. So, but it's a great idea. Let's try to work on this one. Joan, you have your hand up?
Yes.
Thank you, Rudy. Joan, for the record. I think that I agree about the timeline for Christmas. May I suggest something? That we don't have one strategy, that we have more than one strategy. One is a phone call, because I think they're the most effective. But a starting point for this year, being that it's Christmas, is perhaps we could on the list or on the mailing list, wishing everyone a happy holidays or whatever, and just mention, you know, start to engage the existing members and, you know, tell us how we can improve or what are your concerns. So as we go into the new year, we can address it almost like a friendly, like, you know, an off the a friendly invitation for them to tell us, so it's not serious. And so that's as a starting point, and then start our outreach in terms of phone calls in the new year.
Thank you, John. Great idea, and I was writing down immediately that we should try to have our Christmas and New Year's wishes, a special card, some graphics, and have the five offices signing them and send them as real, but electronic, by electronic way, real wish cards. And I was even thinking about putting on the backside of it, if we could say the backside of the card, an invitation for a virtual reception after New Year. That's just another idea. Klaus, you have your hand up. Up to you.
Yes. Klaus, for the record, yes, I agree with John. We need several different tactics. But to come back to phoning them, that's why I said, why don't we send an email to our members telling them that we are trying to contact them, and could they please tell us who we should talk to and how we could call them. And this way we also update our contact database. I think that's much more, that's one of the ways where if you send an email and saying, look, we are trying to get in touch with you. We want to do that on a more personal basis than a general call. Could you please tell us with whom we should talk and what their contact details are? Thank you. Are you still there?
Yeah, hello, anybody there?
Hi, Sam.
No, I was just going to agree with Klaus that part of what eventually the... Sam, for the record, part of the intention of a approved membership database and self-managed profiles is that we then have the contact points to say, okay, in these policy areas, who are the contact people in your organization? On these legal issues, who are the contact people? Not just the ones who volunteer the members.
Uh, Hi, Joan, for the record, I think Rudy's speaker is off or it's muted. So if I'm understanding it, so we're going to have something sent out for Christmas. We're going to have an email sent to them that asking them who we contact, and then we contact them in January. Is that correct?
Sorry to come back here. Yes, Sam, go ahead.
Okay, that's what I've been working on in the background here on the policy side, a strategy to reach into each organization and say, you know, your policy issues, what are your policy issues, who are your policy contacts, and focus, get very specific. It's a bit like fly fishermen talk about when they're designing a fly to go fishing. You have to get the right fly in front of the right fish.
Yeah, thank you, Sam, Rudy, for the transcript. I don't know. My mic went off, and I don't know when it went off, so I don't know if you heard about the proposal that I would immediately work on the profile page on the MPOC website so that when we send out the mail, we allow them immediately to enter the data into the our platform, our database, so that we have all the data there, which would allow them to participate and become more active, integrated in our community. And that's something that could be done quite quickly. That could be done for next Monday. I just saw also that Marion was proposing to have a Christmas card done. If it could be done in a graphic way, that would be a great idea, I think. But in essence, what I would like to try is to when we send out the mail, that we can immediately point them to the profile page, and we need to think a little bit on probably we have actually in the membership mechanism, we have a primary contact and a second contact. But I would extend, as Sam was also mentioning, extend it to 4 or 5 contact people, so that we could easily get to them. If one is not responding anymore, at least we would have another one that could respond. Klaus, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Yes, I'm trying to be practical and to respond to John's what are we going to do? So what it looks to me like process-wise is we need to have the update of the profile page first. Once we have that done, we should send the outreach email basically saying, we would like to talk to you, blah, 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 and things like that, and reinforce that before Christmas with a Christmas card and basically repeating that in that one. So and Mariam would work on the Christmas card and maybe even on the outreach email. So that we get these, Rudy, you update the profile. Then next week, sometime next week after the profile has been outreached, updated, we send the outreach email saying we would like to talk to you in detail and personally, who should we contact, what are your contact details, and then with the Christmas cards doing basically the same thing, but also reinforcing the whole message. And then basically in January, we should start the discussion about, A, what are the specific, basically the survey thing, which are the specific things people would like us to do, and then following that up with a membership call in general. Because if we do all these activities, I'm fairly certain that we get maybe 10, 15 organizations to the membership call. So just to repeat, number one, profile page. Number two, outreach email. Number three, Christmas card. Number four, survey. And number five, general membership call.
Well done, Klaus. You you made a real good description of all the processes that we need to go through, and if we enchain them, as you mentioned, I'm convinced that we will have a lot more people participating. We have still Olivier on the call, I hope. I would like to hear from you, Olivier, if this is going to work in Africa, because I know that the region is quite different, communication channels are not so good as we have in the developed world. What is your thoughts on this approach?
It's Sam here. I just got a Skype from him. He's having trouble. His power's off from your mobile phone. He's in his office, but he's only on Skype at the moment, I think. I just sent him a message at 3:33, but he has not replied yet.
Yeah, well, it's the regular issue, and we need to get some ideas about why this fails in African regions all the time, almost. We need to have a better approach for that. Klaus, I see you have your hand up.
Yes, I just want to come back to John's stuff. I like the idea of Plan B. So I just outlined the Plan A. So how can we, if somebody has idea, what complementary action we can do with that? That would be nice.
Thank you, Klaus. Ruby for the transcript. I think that with the Plan A we have on the table for the moment is going to require quite a lot of energy and work to be done. We are close, as Sam was also mentioning, we are going into Christmas and New Year's period, where we will have, and I prefer that we all have a good Christmas and New Year's time, so that we slow down a bit our level of work at that point. So I'm rather thinking about the Plan B. What after January? Because then we are close to our intercessional meeting, and we will have the month after that, we will have the Marrakesh meeting. So there we are entering into a more practical plan of actions, because it would be good if we could have them in Marrakesh, but that's another big question. Yes, John, you have the floor.
Hi, John, for the record. One of the things that we can do on the profile page is add something, not just about their information, but maybe we can start collecting information at that point. Ask them what is a press issue in their organization as it relates to the DNS at the moment. And so we're starting to collect information, so which will also help us design the survey later.
Yes, thank you, Joe. Sam, you're the next in the line.
Yes, you were talking about the intersessional and Marrakesh. I think leading into the intersessional and into Marrakesh, we should be pulling the hot button items off of the agendas of both of those meetings, custom intelligible to our membership base, and sending them out as updates, asking for feedback, so that they get a flow of something that's relevant to what's going on now that we think is linked to what they should be interested in. So I would use those two. I would use the lead-ins of those events as the opportunities to frame the material we send out.
Yep. Thank you, Sam. Ruby for the transcript. Yeah, it's rather the consolidation of what we gathered in January, but then we need to work a little bit out on, as John was putting as an item, asking them what is the pressing issue at the moment for them. That's indeed something we can call on. what we could eventually also do is, I'm just thinking about, we did a few webinars. We had some questions coming to us. Maybe trying to pull them back and put them on paper and send them to the membership and say, look, this is what we gathered in the past 6 months from webinars, from meetings, from discussions. Are these indeed topics that you want us to work on? And what are your additional comments to it? Maybe that's a kind of appetizer that we could send them over. Joan, you have the floor?
Thank you.
Yes, it's Joan for the record. Yeah, that might be a better way to do it, is saying, here, you know, which of these programs would you like to see more of? And instead of them thinking of their issues, we give them what we're doing, so name some of the webinars that we've offered. Maybe have a list and a link so that they can see what has been done, and then put other issues that's important to you so that they can put it down, that it's now it's become personal. So, you know, we're collecting information, right? So that's my thought.
Thank you, John. Rudy, for the transcript. Yeah, I don't know. Klaus, what's your idea about that?
Sorry that I bucked in, but I think that's exactly the right positive approach. When we, instead of saying blah, 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 we basically, when we are asking what would you like to us to see, what would you like to see more of, and we can say what we are already doing with Pathfinder and other things, and then people are free to say, okay, you're doing that one, you might be doing this right and wrong, but we would like to see other things too. And that way, I think it's absolutely done in a positive and a constructive way, instead of leading them or asking them questions they can't answer. I think that phrase of what would you like to see more of, and is absolutely the right one, because it's a positive message, and that's what I like.
Thank you, Klaus, Rudy, for the transcript. Yeah, we need to go out with very attractive messages that are motivating people and energizing people, that they really want to join us in discussions, rather than bringing problems to the table that, on top of all the problems that most of the people in NGOs are trying to solve. So I think that could be a good plan to start with, trying to get that in a decent way prevented, and rather quickly, so that we can send that out and ask to add the information to their profile page, on which we could chain with the New Year, the Christmas and New Year's wishes, which allows us to collect, meanwhile, the data. Klaus, I see you have your hand up.
Yes, Rudy. I think we are confusing things. If we go by my five-point plan, that would be basically the introduction into the January survey. But what I could do, if it's needed, I could summarize what we did so far with the Pathfinder and other initiatives over the last 2 years, basically saying what we did, these are the topics we passed, these are the outcome and first results. That is the thing I could do. But just to be staying with the timeline, maybe you want to change it, we have the survey stuff scheduled for early January. And not to include it in the outreach email asking them for, we would like to talk to you.
Thank you, Klaus, Rudy, for the transcript. Yeah, well, it's something that we need to have a little bit to look at. It should not be overwhelming, what we sent, but we need to give them a kind of status of what NPOC has been doing this year. That could be a good start. We're not immediately requesting answers to many questions. Just, look, this is what we did. We want to have more contact with you. Could you provide us your more contact details so that we can reach out and send you over the information. Please fill in the profile. That could be a first approach. Then we have the New Year's and Christmas wishes. That is an attractive way of saying, hey, guys, here we are again. Enjoy life. And then in January, we put through the whole survey platform. Is that a correct process line? Yes, Klaus?
Yes, Rudy, you changed it slightly, but doesn't matter. I don't mind. So it basically would be the profile page update. Then the outreach email would basically start is with an inbox state of art. This is what we did, and then asks for the personal contact. Then we have the Christmas card. The survey is then maybe superfluous. I don't know. But let's see what's happening. And number five, membership. I'm happy to work with them on the this is what we did so far part, so that I write the first draft and then Sam makes something very nice out of it.
Very great idea, Klaus. By the way, welcome, Olivier. I don't know if you're also on the audio. It probably is not.
So basically, if I will work then with Sam on this is what we did. I will draft it, send it to Sam, and once we've got that finished, we send it to Mariam, and Mariam basically makes the first outreach email out of it. And after we've sent that one out, we send out the Christmas card.
Thank you, Klaus. Perfect, Rudy, for the transcript. That would indeed work. I would work and focus on having the profile page and all the stuff around set up and running and working so that the outreach would not end up in something that doesn't work. So that's my duty. I will try to get that done as quickly as possible. But I will call on you to have some views on the preliminary profile page version so that you can eventually guide me and say, okay, we need this or this on top of it. I see Olivier has his hand up. Yes, Olivier, you have the floor. Looks like he is not on the audio bridge. Okay. Sam, is that working for you? Could you do that with Klaus?
Yes.
Perfect. So, Joan, I would like to work with you then on the profile page and see what stuff is needed. We can do that in a Skype session or whatever.
Yeah, that's great. I will love to work on it.
Okay. Klaus, you have your hand up?
Yes, I'm Klaus for the transcript. I'm trying to talk for Olivier. Maybe what he tries to... I talked to him shortly on chat over the last few days. Basically, what he's very much interested in getting events happening in Africa. And what I told Olivier is that you are planning an event in the context of Marrakesh, and that we also have two further events for Africa in the pipeline with Jean-Jacques Sahel and the outreach team, and that basically at the moment we just have to wait a little bit what comes out and what comes back before we can go into the big planning phase. Maybe that helps Olivier to get make his voice heard. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Klaus. Yes, indeed. And Olivier, of course, we are trying to see what could we do on top of what we are doing today in the African region, as we know that one of the issues is accessibility to the internet, good connectivity. That's one of the big issues. You know that we have these projects from the World Bank and so on, which are quite interesting, and where we need to actually see if we could embrace with a few other partners doing the work that is needed in your region to allow people to really participate. Because if it's so difficult to get you connected to the adult platform, that means you're not enabled to participate actively in the work that happens in ICANN, and that's really bad. So it's something that we, and I'm calling on all the colleagues, it's something that we need to put on our agenda of NPOC, because that's also operational concerns. If people cannot participate in meetings, well, that's an operational concern. They cannot work with us, and we cannot debate on the issues that they have. So it's probably an item, a topic, that we forgot to put on the list. And if we could add that to our questions to NGOs, perhaps we are going to get a lot of response when we mention that one. Yes, Olivier, we know that there are quite a lot of bandwidth issues, but there are solutions, and we need to find a way to get you and other colleagues, get you really connected. Otherwise, it's very difficult to exchange ideas. It's through these calls, these conference calls, that we are, in fact, doing a lot of work that if you do it on mail, it would take 2 weeks. We do it in an hour or two, the work that we should do on mail in 2 weeks' time. So it's important that you can participate. Is this a plan we could work on and draft maybe a little timeline? So for the profile page, I will work together with Joan and with Mariam, she proposed to help also, so that we work on that one. And deadline, the latest next Wednesday, we should have that operational, because that's important for the rest of the processes. And meanwhile, Klaus and Sam and Olivier, if you want to participate in this, I think it could be good, because you could do it in the French language so that we can send it out in different languages, which would emphasize the fact that we are thinking and acting at local level too. So I hope you could join Klaus and Sam in getting that stuff, the state of the art of NPOC, done.
I would aim it for the Friday next week.
Sorry, Klaus, I didn't hear you well.
I would aim that we finish that by Friday next week.
The state of the art.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's so good.
That Mariam could send something out the Monday after that.
Yeah. Great idea. Great idea. Okay. By the way, for drafting that document, you could use Google Docs, because then you can all work together and everybody can follow. Then we have the New Year's and Christmas cards. Is that something that we are asking Mariam to take care of by herself?
Yes, but as we've been informed quite rightly, it's not going to start the holiday time.
Yeah, I didn't hear, because I got a lot of echo. Klaus, can you repeat, please?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to make a joke. John corrected me and said it's not a Christmas card, it's a holidays card, and she's absolutely right.
Oh, I'm going to have holidays. Wow.
Yeah, but they are, yeah. And that's what you think with the Rihanna transition.
That's magic. Okay, so John, you wanted to say something too?
Hi, Joan for Record. I can work with Miriam on the special card for the holidays, yes.
Great. So we have a plan now, and a quite heavy workload for the coming week and a half. We need to get Martin also. Maybe we could ask Martin to do it in Spanish language. That then we have the three biggest languages covered, and we could really send it out in the three languages. I think that would be really a great idea to demonstrate the power that we have, although we are a small team. I don't know if there are other items we need to take care of today. If there are, please raise your hand. Yes, John?
Hi, it's Joan for the Record. I just wondered if we could spend a bit of time talking about the Marrakesh outreach, if we are agreeing to engage local not-for-profits in the area, because that's going to take some time to organize as well. So the proposal was that we contacted or many of the not-for-profits in the area, preferably one that's a network, to co-sponsor a gala or a reception and attend any webinars or education in the constituency day. And so like, if we're going to do that, that's going to take some time to organize and make sure that they have enough time for their own planning as well. So I just wondered if we could have that conversation.
Yes, thank you, John. Well, the Marrakesh one, the first step would be if I really can get hands on Aziz, but I know he is very, very busy for the moment, preparing the a session on next week, Monday. It's the pre ICANN event that he is trying to set up. I think that with Aziz and his colleagues, there will be a possibility to, as Aziz Halil is from the ISOC Morocco chapter, and I know that they have quite a lot of interesting members, NGOs, that are part of ISOC, and I was even thinking about having ISOC also taking part in our plan of action for the Marrakesh meeting. But I need to have hands on Aziz in order to see if we get the slot. Although, thinking about ISOC and ISOC collaboration, we have the Chapters Advisory Council that actually has been created. I will have a look into eventually if ISOC would co-sponsor an event with us. I can always ask. I see, Klaus, you have your hand up?
Yeah, I just would like to remind us that we have set proposals in with JJ and the outreach team, and that includes two events before February and March for Marrakesh. And we just have to see, a little bit what's going on there. I expect an answer by the end of the week, latest by the beginning of next week. That would be very helpful if we knew from Georges and the others what they are actually prepared to do or not. I know that they are at the moment discussing it, and hopefully we know something by the beginning of next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Klaus. Joan, I see you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Yes, we can wait for Jean-Jacques to give us some feedback, which is the end of this week, you said, Klaus?
Hopefully end of this week, beginning of next week.
Okay, so in the next few days. Rudy, if I could I'm thinking that ISOC might not be the right co-sponsor partner, because ISOC usually have their own events at the conference. I don't know if they would have more than one, and certainly having them as a partner would be wonderful. but maybe they could recommend a local organization that we could work with that's part of their network. Just food for thought. We don't want to put too much on IFOC, who's already probably planning to have their own outreach and reception. So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you, John, really for the transcript. Anyway, I think there is no harm in asking them, especially as it will probably be the first meeting that the Chapters Advisory Council will be visible to the ISOC community. And don't forget that in ISOC, the ISOC chapters themselves, or many of them, are NGOs and NGO representatives. So why not trying to get them in it? Because I know that ISOC will do a special effort to get African chapters coming to Marrakesh, as it's the only occasion that they have. ISOC never is setting up a similar meeting to ICANN meetings, which means it's a very close group. I will try tomorrow. I have a chat with Joyce on the CAC anyway. I will see if ask if there is something that they have on the schedule for Marrakesh. And I'll let you know tomorrow what I've heard from them. Klaus, you have your hand up?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I seem to have to hand up all the time, Klaus, for transcript. And don't forget, why don't you also trust, in addition to all this, to your own outreach strategy? So if we are sending out these emails and these contact stuff in December, we should be able to talk to some of them in January and say, hey, you are regional, can you help us? Can you get engaged? Do you want? What can we do together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let's say that that's part of your work, Klaus, also state of the art, maybe trying to integrate a kind of additional question to that. Wouldn't that work?
Let me think about it. I'm not sure. I'm not quite getting it, but sometime I will get there. Yep.
Yeah, it's to avoid that we are sending so many messages also that they just put us in the spam list and then we get lost again.
Okay.
What I would like also to try to do for next year is a little bit the way that I've been doing, and especially in the developing regions. I've done that DNS workshop in South Africa, trying to set up a kind of webinar, but more a kind of workshop webinar, where we are touching upon the specific topics, the specific things that an NGO is doing on daily, weekly, monthly basis inside their organization, on the internet, on their website, or internally, some communication strategy. What about having that in our membership strategy for next year? What are you thinking about that proposal?
That's how the transcript makes sense to me.
I'm asking John, what do you think? Is that something that we could add to our plan and see if we could get that done? You have the mic.
Could you just repeat it quickly for me? I was writing when you were talking. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, John. In fact, what I've done in Africa, in South Africa in August with Africa, is a DNS workshop where I'm explaining, and especially to the developing regions, it wouldn't work in Europe because people are too stupid in Europe. But for Africa, explaining the value of a domain name and how to register a domain name and how to use it, that's something that touches upon our first initial step to get them involved, and also trying to figure out what are the daily or monthly or weekly activities that they have in their organization as an NGO, touching upon the internet. For instance, how do they communicate? How do they set up mailing lists? How do they gather members? That also could have a kind of appetizer to attract them, and then put that in a kind of webinar style so that they can listen to when they have time, and that we make that available as additional stuff to the Pathfinder, as tools, just a little bit like NSET and OnGoot is doing. We could do the same, but from a different angle. We are not selling them a product. We are selling them solutions and ideas. Is that a good idea, John?
I think it's an excellent idea, because I think that's what not-for-profits absolutely need is those introductory tools, those basic tools to get familiar with what they have to deal with, and then, of course, we're going to give them the resources. But it could be an ongoing thing that we do every month, uploading information,
yeah.
I mean.
Of course, we have to organize it once and put it in a webinar so that people can listen to it and look into it, have some small videos done, which is already on the plan. So, yes, Klaus, I see you have your hand up.
Yeah, I by pure coincidence, I had some conversation with an obscure man from Toronto. I think his name was Glenn McKnight, something like that, one of the Knights. And he showed me something where they translated webinars into e-books and things like that, and it actually looks extremely good and extremely well done. Maybe we can combine that somehow.
Great, Klaus. Really great. Yeah, why not? I think all the value that we can add will attract members, because it's clear the pure policy stuff of ICANN, most of the NGOs find that boring. So we need to get something more sexy, more attractive to get them in the discussion. And once they are in, they will participate and they will discuss with us. But it's this first initial push in the back that they need to come. Joan, I see you have your hand up too.
So I was just about to mention there are other tools that we could use, but the German bent me to it. Glenn has been teaching me how to do all these digital programs, e-books, flip books, infographics, all this kind of stuff. So that's one of the things I was just about to mention, that we can put on the website, and people will love it because it's really condensed information in graphics that seems to be the way that people are reading these days. So that it absolutely can be done, and it would force me to learn it because I would have an actual project to work on.
Oh, that's great. Splendid. We are many different people, and we have same minds and same thoughts. That's great. By the way, something that is going to pop up, but I need to jump into a little bit more details. You probably heard about the fact that the Belgian government and the Privacy Commission has brought Facebook to court, and the court decided that our government was right and the Privacy Commission was right, and they are not allowed to use the DATR cookie anymore. They are not allowed to do it. So Facebook decided to avoid that they have to pay millions of euros to the Belgian government. They decided that if you're not registered Facebook member, you will not have access to Facebook pages of NGOs, in fact, sport clubs and associations and so on, That's what they decided to avoid, that they have to pay millions of euros. So that is probably an issue that will pop up in not only Belgium, but probably in Europe and maybe abroad. So I'm also thinking about how to emphasize to the NGOs that they have to be careful by using the social media. And I think it's an issue that will be raised as inside the NCSG. You are hammering a lot on the privacy. This could blow away the whole social media world, and we need some replacement for NGOs to be able to have their marketing done on the internet. So I think that's something that I could eventually also put on a mail and say, look, this is going on in Belgium. Isn't that a reason to be careful using social media? And that there will be a discussion tomorrow in the government, the federal level, in how the government is going to tackle Facebook again. Say, hey, but that was not the goal. But, you know, when you are brought to court, I think it's something like 25,000 euros a day if they are not taking down the DATR cookie for non-registered Facebook users. I don't know if you heard something about that in your region. Klaus, you heard something about that in the
US? I didn't hear anything of that. I only know that Mark Zuckerberg has enough money to pay that easily out of his petty cash.
No, he doesn't have any more because he's going to give away 99% of all his shares. That was in the press today, too.
It's an interesting topic, but to be absolutely honest, it hasn't arrived on my radar yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else heard about it in Canada? I know that the privacy issue is also a very high-level issue. I don't know if there are some approaches. Or Sam, do you know about that?
I've been following the dispute that was taking place in Belgium. We don't have a similar issue on the table here. We do not have one here, not as an issue. It may be a problem.
Well, I think the fact that it happened in Belgium could be a first initiation of a lot of processes in different countries where the privacy is an issue that they want to tackle.
Rudy, some things start in Belgium that we don't want to move.
Oh, my goodness. Well, no chocolates anymore for Canadians. So, I don't know if we have other agenda things that we need to take care of now. I think we have a quite important list of work to do. In fact, there are two channels. One are membership issues and approaches, and two is about the Marrakesh events. And that's something that I will try to get through it tomorrow. Tomorrow I only have one meeting tomorrow, so I will have a lot of time to get through that stuff. Sam, I see you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Yes. At the same time, I'm trying to ramp up my time spent dealing with ICANN issues. Per se, we just submitted, after substantial revisions and so forth, the comments from the NCSG to the preliminary issue report on policy development process, the one reviewing all the right detection mechanisms in the generic top-level domains. So, and there's another one coming, not a couple more coming out the next couple of weeks. So there is work to be done on that score to make sure that we're flying the flag inside
Sam made some very valuable input there, I must say. I was following that discussion in the background. It was well done.
Yeah, well, I've seen that also on mail. I followed it. If I'm not commenting, it means that it's great. It's okay. Another thing that we need to put on our radar for the coming weeks till the 21st of December, that's the latest date. It's all about the proposal that is on the table for the IANA transition, the work stream one. I was just wondering if we are going to split it up in different pieces so that each of us can take a piece of it, because it's quite long. And the recommendation during the webinar today from the different co-chairs, especially from Leon, is that they are saying, go through the whole document, don't read a quick piece of it, go through the appendixes, because they're the annexes, because there is a lot of stuff in the appendix that clarifies a lot of what's in the document, because we need to give some comments on what the impact could be for NGOs. That's what they expect from us now. And we have time till the 21st of December. Yes, Klaus, you have the floor.
Call me a metal kiss, call me crazy. I actually spent last night reading the document. And I think there are, how to say that, many points. I just simply would say I agree. But there are two or three different points where there is language and policy stuff which I'm not even sure where it suddenly comes from. So, given the length of the document, for everybody to go through it and to answer it, except of generally agreeing with it, is maybe asked too much. And on the other hand, there's a lot of commenting to make about the relationship to the GNSO and the stress test. There are a lot, two or three topics which really are not quite clear. Maybe what we should do is to try to identify these two, three, or four topics and comment specific on them, and basically, on the other hand, say, okay, as the NPOC or as the executive committee of NPOC, we are agreeing with the rest, and just want it registered in that way. Because I find it foolish to go around and just say, I agree, especially if you go through the survey and the questionnaire, which is now online, and it is fact-breaking work, to be absolutely honest.
Yeah, thank you, Klaus. And in fact, what I was thinking was about, there are 12 recommendations. We know that some of them, for instance, recommendation 12 doesn't make any sense to comment on now. But for instance, one that I've triggered that we should try to have our head on is recommendation 10, enhancing the accountability of supporting organizations and advisory committees. That affects us immediately. So that's something that we should, for sure, have a response or a proposal, because it's a quite small recommendation that is there, and I'm just wondering if there is something missing in it.
That's the one we're talking about. That is a very juicy bit of work.
Yep.
Because it puts several changes which don't seem to be quite obvious, but suddenly they become obvious.
Yep. And another one that I've flagged is recommendation 6, where there is a discussion about the human rights. What I'm missing is, it's good, human rights is that there is a need for, but what I'm missing is, what about civil society rights that are not, in fact, directly human rights, that are different? So I'm also wondering if we could try to put something on that one. What do you think, Klaus? You have been reading it through, too.
To be absolutely honest, if we come now with the idea to include civil society rights, somebody around your house in the middle of the night and has a very clear talk to you, because the last thing they want is now new ideas included. What they want is what's there now and how to, if it's all right or how to make it better. But to bring in new ideas, what you just did, I think it's a little bit too late and it will not be appreciated. I would also, at this point, really would like to know a little bit about the opinion of Sam, how we handle this. Because as our policy guy, it would be good to hear from you, Sam, how you think we should deal with that.
Yes, Sam?
Sorry to put you on the spot.
Klaus was fading there. Can you repeat the question?
The thing is what I said about what Rudy said, that I don't think it's a good idea at the moment to bring new content into the existing paper. Like when Rudy says about what about the rights of civil society, yes, he's right, but I don't think it is appreciated now to bring new concepts into the overall discussion. But what I was talking about is, as you are our policy guy, how do you think we should deal with the situation, and how should we prepare, and in which way should we comment till the 21st? Because I agree with Rudy that it's absolutely vital that we should reply, but I repeat my opinion, we shouldn't reply to all of it. We should reply to some specific points which really are of our concern and interest.
Okay. Sam, for the record, yeah, I agree. Putting any new cards on the table at this point in time is not a good idea. If there's a card on the table that's relatively new and linked to what we're, something like civil society rights, that's the appropriate step at this point in time. What would expedite this is if the two of you simply jotted down the points where you've gone through it thoroughly. I haven't even looked at it at all yet. I just finished that other stuff. If you flag where the hot spots were as you went through it, then we can all go through it and decide what kind of overall statement we say, or endorse most of this except for questions and following areas and problem areas. What we can end up with is a fairly succinct statement, not a long one, and we should target exactly what is the point we need to make.
Okay, then let me try tomorrow, Klaus, for the record, get a really initial thing basically saying, this is what I think the hotspots are, this is what I think we might be able to comment, and then bounce it backwards and forwards and see what each one comes up with, and please really participate in that discussion, because it's an important one, and if we do that as a teamwork and bring all our ideas together, it's actually not such a huge amount of work. Because, to be absolutely honest, I think we should and will only reply on 3 or 4 maximum.
Yes.
And as I said, we might consider sending as NCUC Executive Committee a blanket, yes, we agree for the rest, and not answer everybody, we agree, yeah.
Yeah, well, we can give an answer that we are feeling very good with all the recommendations in place, but we want to add some comments to one or two recommendations. That's the way we could eventually approach it. The reason why sorry, Klaus.
No, you can't feel good about recommendation 10.
No, but recommendation 6, for instance, when I was mentioning about civil society, I was not expressing my view on this quite well. You know that in the recommendation 6, they are pointing a lot to the work stream 2 activities that are not yet really finished. And I was just thinking about saying, look, if you take so much care of the human rights, please also take care of civil society rights. Just something like that, not a long sentence, a long paragraph, just pointing that, that's great, but don't forget that there are also civil society rights to take care of, because that's in work stream 2.
Okay.
It's a way of doing
that. Okay, so I will try to start off a provocation email tomorrow, and please try to respond to it.
Okay. Great. So.
Okay. Rudy, it's your bedtime. Mariam.
No. Oh, Olivier, are you still there?
It's fine. Yes, I've joined again.
Oh, finally. So we will put you also on this task, Olivier. Have a look at the final proposal, final proposal that is on the table. I will send you the link again. And go through the document, the different recommendations, and bring in your views on that. That's really important that you from the African region gives your views too. It's really important that you add your value to that.
Okay. I have said before the proposal about an activity for vaccines, civil society, West Africa Civil Society Initiative in Ghana. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember.
So that's something like that. You have to wake up to wake up that kind of initiative and take a contact with that kind of organization so that in Marrakech we have a lot of NGOs involved in I can process it.
Yeah. By the way, Olivier, if you know about bodies in North Africa region, especially North and Sahara region, structures, bodies that have a lot of NGO membership, that would be great if you could bring that up so that we can communicate to them and get them already invited to participate in the Marrakesh. You never know that we find a big one that is willing to set up a special event with us.
I have a contact on Foundation, Open Africa Open World Foundation. I have a contact in South Africa, so I can contact them and they give me they indicate to me the person to reach out to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I saw, Sam, you had your hand up?
Yes, some people like Ilelegi Kokele in Gambia. If I don't know why he's not active actually, but how to take contact personally with him and encourage him to come back.
Yeah, well, you're in Africa. Please reach out to people that you know. And bring them in. We need them. Sam, you have your hand up.
He's an Anglophone. He can cover easily the Anglophone country. In my part, I can easily cover also a Francophone country. That is our country, our friend.
Okay. Perfect, Olivier. Sam, you wanted to add something?
Yes. As a chair, I want you to take personally contact with them and try to reach out to them, please.
Okay. Yes, Sam, you have the floor.
With respect to Marrakesh,
thank you. Let's keep in touch and send lots of information from me by email, because for email I can easily read my email.
Okay.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sam. Up to you now.
Okay, thank you, Sam, for the record. Looked at the list of NGOs for Morocco, and they are substantially either environmental or sort of women in education. So if we're looking for somebody there, I haven't found any that are sort of internet-focused. If somebody else finds them, that's good. Second, I have been carrying on a private discussion with Poncelet in the Gambia. He's faced personal issues over the years, similar to some of my personal issues. So There's some chance that he'll be able to resurface, but he's been extremely tied up with distractions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have another one. That's the problem. You have to do that kind of activity, action among us. So, same to Sintra. Sintra took Nana, I don't know, she became Mama, I don't know, but you have to reach out to those people and make everything to let them come back and activity. Eduardo Mondo, that kind of people, Martin Young, if I, Joanna, also come, everybody is there. But we have to mobilize our people.
That's the plan. You will see, Olivier, on the mail in the next few days. We have been putting up a quite impressive process of work that we need to do to reach out to our members and get them more involved. You will see. You probably were not connected when we discussed this. You will see it on the mail. Please go to the recording and listen to the recording, or go to the transcript and bring up also your ideas when you're going through it. It's important that we have also your thoughts on this.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Okay. So, I think we have been through all the stuff we needed to go through. It's we are at 90 minutes of our call. I don't know if there is anything else that we need to discuss. I don't think so, but I'm just looking into my screen if there is a hand coming up. I don't see one coming up. So I would really, really, really like to thank you all for your collaborative work. The more we meet, the better we are. We are making a great progress in trying to put MPOC finally on the rails, because it's important that in the battle that is going on with the IANA, that MPOC would be put in the spotlight the moment the IANA is going to be accepted and signed, because that will be a honorable day, I think, because we are part of the game. We are not just a small group. We are part of this big game, and if we say no, they have a problem. So we are still important, and maybe more important than we have been in the past. So I would like to thank you all again. Read your mails, and we'll see if we need another call. Should we have a call in 2 weeks from now? A final call for this month, and she did a roundup of what we have been doing and what works and what didn't work. Is that something we could do in 2 weeks from now? Joan is flagging.
Yes,
okay, so. Thank you all. I put this call to an end, and we are meeting on mails and plan a last XCOM call in 2 weeks from now. We will see with Mariam to see what time and day will be the best to do. Thank you all. Have a great
afternoon. Thank you all. Thank you, Mariam. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mariam.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for attending the meeting. Thank you very much.
Yeah,